Shit, what a day. I'm glad it's over. Legal shit tomorrow, then back home. Half a continent away from these fuckers. God, I'll miss him. We called regularly, emailed until he couldn't write anymore. He wasn't much of a man in the last few decades, a shadow of his former self. Still with us. And on the rare occasions I'd visit, we'd share glances and winks, followed by smiles. Cherishing our secret. Actually, when I was in the reflection room, last goodbye, I wanted to lift my skirt, climb in the coffin, and just sit on his face. Grind my cunt on his cold, hard nose until he made me come. One last time. Obviously, it didn't. Nobody could know. Not even now. Not ever. Like, nobody at the funeral could know I was wearing an open crotch pantyhose under my black pencil dress, just like the ones Daddy fancied and used to make me. At the time, I was too little for the real deal, let alone garters and stockings that came later. So he cut a hole in my pantyhose to make them look like it. And make me look like a little preteen child whore. Of course, they'd get ladders in them and he'd discard them, only to buy new ones later and repeat. Rinse and repeat. Till I was old enough for the real deal, at the age of 12. I'm sure of that one. Here I am in a hotel room because I don't want to spend more time than absolutely necessary with my relatives, talking to myself, moderately intoxicated, thinking about my dad, my poor dead pedo daddy. Might as well talk to him, spirit eternal and all that. So daddy, at the funeral, I was wearing a butt plug, a big, vibrating one. Black as the night. I thought you'd have liked that, but it's damn hard to keep a straight morning face when you're constantly on the edge of coming, Dad. I contemplated using the first one you got me, but I decided against it. It's not very big, and I was worried I'd lose it. Just imagine their faces. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. Is that a butt plug? Oops. Yeah, sorry. Let me put it back in. Just a minute. There. Please continue. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's weird. I don't actually remember when you got it for me. Come to think of it, I don't quite remember when it all started. What age I actually was. Not precisely. I'd have to track back to get an estimate. Like, I know we were living in the new house, so I was at least 5, but the dog had already died, so probably around 6, maybe 7. That's as close as I can get. I only started to write a diary at 11, and the stuff in there, oral, facials, vaginal, anal. Double penetration. Cum fart cocktails. I mean, well, that takes some time to achieve. Help me out here, Dad. When did you start molesting me? 6? 7? Nope. No answer. Spirit's eternal and eternally silent. You'd think if there was an afterlife, somebody would have made it back to tell us about it. Come on, Dad. Out of the void with you. Tell me how old I was. 6 or 7? No? All right. Let's keep it at 7. You tuck me in, tickle me a little, tuck me in again because my kicking and rolling around would have ruined it. Tickle my tummy, then tickle my nipples. How long did it take you to go and tickle my cunny? Through my panties at first, but later under them. Your big hand on my small hairless pussy. How long until just feeling it wasn't enough and you had to see it? Take my white cotton panties off. Watch your finger between the puffy bald lips of my baby cunt. Weeks? Longer? I don't know. But I do remember one thing, Daddy. That night, you pushed your finger in real deep and it hurt. I cried a little. The next day you got me Miss Pinky, the little rag doll with the yellow straw hair and the bright pink dress. I spent most of the day leafing through the old photo albums, Daddy. And Miss Pinky, who was my favorite for quite some time, appears when I was 7. Nearly 8, but still 7. So you pushed your big finger through my hymen and deflowered your own daughter at the tender age of 7 years old. That's a very, very naughty, Daddy. I'm not sure if you started when I was 6 or 7, but I know when you took my virginity. You know what I'm gonna do, Daddy? I'm gonna plunder the minibar, get my vibrator, and drop on the bed just my stockings and garters and my heels, obviously. I'm gonna try and sort it out chronologically while I play with myself. And you can watch if you're there. If you're not, I'll just pretend you are. But I like to think you are the ghost of Daddy, connected to me by an unbreakable bond, the most depraved and perverted underage incest you can imagine. Spirit eternal, eternal erection. Unable to come, because I don't think ghosts can wank. If they can move through walls, how are they going to hold their willy? Oh yeah, I almost forgot about that. You used to call your penis Willy. Or Mr. Turtle, because just like a turtle, the head could hide or come out of shelter and look around. I'm pretty sure I first kissed it when I was 8. Holding Miss Pinky, you rubbed Mr. Turtle all over my lips. You made them slick with pre-cum. Told me to stick out my tongue. Told me to be nice to Willy. And I did. I licked your purple throbbing mushroom till you pushed it into my mouth. Not too far yet. You weren't really fucking my face. Raping my throat. Not that first time. Soon. Very soon. But that first time you were so excited you came pretty fast. You flooded my little mouth with your sperm. And you held my head so I could do nothing but swallow it. Yeah, Daddy, I remember that. Drinking your cum for the first time when I was only 7 or 8. Holding Miss Pinky, your trophy of my defloration. I didn't even realize that until much later. It wasn't Willy or Mr. Turtle very long, though. You taught me the proper words, and I liked it when you spoke them in my little child voice. You would just tremble. I didn't know any better. I asked you for it. Begged you for it. Your big fat cock in my mouth. I don't know how long that took. A couple of weeks, perhaps. Then I was asking, no begging you to rape my face. And you would. Shoving all of your grown man's cock in the mouth and throat of your own 8-year-old daughter. God damn, it almost makes me come. Remembering how you used and abused my first hole. How you raped my face. It didn't make me hot then. Not really. Just confused, but also glowing with pride because I would make you so happy. You came on my face sometimes and told me to scoop the sperm off with my fingers and suck it from them like a good little cum slut. Yeah, I remember how much you loved that word. To be fair, you made me happy as well. You licked my cunny. You made me cum on your tongue for the very first time when I was still 8. First, you'd be between my legs and just lick my hairless snatch until I came, making me get used to it, making me cum easier and faster. Later, you'd climb on top of me. 69, I know it's called now. Then I didn't. Sometimes I was on top. But most of the time you were fucking my face and throat while you laughed at my cunny until I was gagging and coming at the same time. My body, My senses torn between desperation and spasmodic delight. Struggling for breath and aching to come. It's a bit like a whirlpool, isn't it? A downward spiral. As things started to move faster. It's when you started rubbing your cock head between the swollen, bald lips of my child cunt. You started with the pantyhose I mentioned earlier. Remember, Daddy? At the bridge between 8 and 9, you'd first rub your dick head over my pantyhose and then tear it open to rest your throbbing crown between the smooth lips of my cunny. You'd push the tip in just a little and tell me I was your little whore now. Your little child whore. That I did it on purpose to turn you on like a little slut. I was only 9 when you told me to wear them without any panties underneath. But it was all my fault, and I had to make it up to you. God, Daddy, it hurt the first time. I'm pretty sure the pantyhose were pink, just like Miss Pinky. In retrospect, 2020 vision, I don't think that was an accident. Miss Pinky was your finger. But when you actually deflowered me, when you actually fucked my little child cunt for the first time, I think you liked the innocence of pink, the perversion of the open crotch on a child, the depravity of your adult cock slowly forcing its way in my preteen body while I was crying a little, holding that rag doll, matching the color, signifying another first. Jesus, Daddy, this makes me so hot. Are you watching me? Are you hovering over me, thinking back, just like I am? You always like to watch me. You'd sit on a chair, just watching, slowly winking while I spread my underage cunt for you. Or when I went on all fours and reached behind my back, grabbing those hard, pale-ass cheeks, pulling them apart, making my still, hairless cunt spread and even my tiny asshole gape a little. I'd learned by then to beg you for it as well. 2 holes now. I'd beg you to rape my face or my cunt. To use me, abuse me, molest me. You loved using the words. This shouldn't be in a preteen's vocabulary. Fuck me, Daddy. Rape my cunt. God, how you would. Fuck me like a little rag doll. On my back, pile driving your fat adult cock deep into me. The little pussy of your own daughter. On my knees, head pressed against the blanket. Mute my moans and screams, because that way you'd always go deeper and hurt me a little. Or you'd have me straddle you, hold my waist, move me up and down, wink your fat cock with my preteen body. But only 2 holes. 1 to go. It surprised me, Daddy, how gentle you were. Well, as far as ass raping a child can be gentle. But how, you wonder, can it surprise me? I was 10, bordering on 11, and I was expecting anal sex to hurt. How? Well, Daddy, you with me? I know you told me never to tell anybody, but I did. Remember that little Asian girl who came to live a couple houses away? Yeah, in the middle of the school year. Hell of a way to start when all the friendships are formed. Battle lines drawn. She was my bestie in weeks. She still is to this very day. We're soulmates. Willing, wanting, eager, mind-fucked victims of sexual abuse by their own father. Yeah, you didn't know that. Actually, it was your fault. You were sloppy. In more ways than one. See, he'd fucked me on the kitchen table before school, and when I was in the school bus, she leaned over, pointed my leg, and said, "There's sperm on your thigh." And there was. It had seeped through my silk panties and dribbled down my leg for everybody to see. That's very sloppy, Daddy. If she hadn't pointed it out, who might have seen it? How much trouble would you be in? Anyway, we got to talking, obviously. This kid was smart, Dad. It was scary. Not socially smart, though. I mean to challenge the teacher to get his facts right in history class when you're 11 and Japanese and the subject is Pearl Harbor, smack in the middle of 30-odd rednecks. Very smart girl. Not clever, though. A fucking insane karate kid, also. Which came in handy lots of times. Anyway, I digress. So, her dad had been molesting her since she was 5. She told me all about it. When I shared my experiences, she warned me that my asshole was gonna be next. And it was gonna hurt like hell. But you surprised me, Daddy. You got me that butt plug first. The one I was thinking about using at your funeral. Little pink thing. You stretched me for a while. More often than not with your cock down my throat. Then you got a bigger one. I lost that one. And a bigger one. Lost that one as well. And then a dildo. I still got it. The flesh-colored one with the veiny shaft. I still like it. I still use it. And then, finally, you fucked my house. Funny thing is, contrary to the other first times, you made me beg for it immediately. You know, after that dildo stretching me to the point of teasing me, I really wanted it. I wanted your cock in my ass. So I begged you to do it, to fuck my ass. Right in my butthole. I was on my hands and knees, looking back at you over my shoulder, wearing one of those hand-cut, open crotch pantyhose. Black this time, and I looked over my shoulder and begged you to rape my ass. God, how you did. Looped up, ready to go. You plunged that fat adult daddy dick right into my preteen asshole. All the way in one single motion until your balls were resting against my little ball cunt. And your pubic hair was pressed against my little apple butt. You could still not get your big cock balls deep in my preteen cunt. But it went all the way into my bowels. God, how you fucked me. Long, deep strokes, sometimes pulling all the way out, and I could feel the cool air on my sphincter and in my hole while you stared at my gaping ass, slowly closing as you plunged your cock back in. I was moaning, begging you to rape me hard. You used me like a toy, your sex doll, your child whore. You came in my ass, and immediately, the first time, turned me around and made me suck it. Made me clean it. Made me taste my ass and your cum from your cock. How fucking sick is that? Making a child, not even 11 years old, suck her daddy's sperm straight from her own asshole. It went downhill from there pretty quick, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Even worse, and I started my diary soon after, so there's no need to try and recall. I can just read all about it. How you fucked my ass with that dildo in my cunt, double fucking me. How you'd make me fuck my own ass, sitting on you until you came in it. And then you wanted me on my haunches over your cock, drinking your sperm from my gaping ass on it. And then kneel between your legs, licking it all up. Looking you in the eye, telling you how much I like to eat daddy's cum from my ass. Oh, you got me real open crotch pantyhose for my 12th birthday. You got some ropes as well, and a ball gag. I couldn't even tell you I was your sex slave anymore. But tied to the bed on my belly, dildo sticking out of my ass. I didn't really need to. Shit, Daddy. You still with me or on your way to hell? I hope you're not, because there's one more thing I want to share. One more thing to send you off with, because you know that little friend of mine? The little Asian girl? Well, we shared our experiences. And then we shared her daddy. Yeah, he had two preteens to use and abuse. His cock in the throat of one, the other licking his asshole. Or his cock in the ass of one, while the other was licking his balls or his shaft right at the point where it sank into the bowels of another preteen whore. And he came in one, or the other would glue her mouth over her friend's gaping ass and suck the sperm from it. Or he had two little girls on their knees licking his cockhead, sucking it and sliding past the vein shaft in a perverted sandwich of preteen lips until he'd shower us with his cum and we'd lick it off each other. We'd swap his gooey load and a spermy kiss around his cockhead. We were his child whores. We loved it. Competing with each other, who could be the dirtiest little girl. We fucked him until the day he died. We may have accidentally killed him. Gave him a heart attack. With both of us begging for his cock, pleading to be raped, to be used. Me first. No, me first. No, rape me first. And then that was him gone. Poof. Shit. We had to get changed real quick before the ambulance arrived. Two 14-year-olds in garter and stockings, plateau heels, slave collars. Would have given the ambulance crew a heart attack as well. And you never got that, Daddy. You never got both of us. You know why? I thought you were too big for her. You would hurt her too much. She was my bestie. Her dad was smaller. So off you go down to hell, Daddy. Well, you realize size matters. Good joke.